Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
That 10% of U.S. households are going hungry. There are others that are not going hungry at all. The Dow closed at over 29++, surging 450 points. Best day since mid-July. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. We're starting with some interesting news when it comes to the dollars and cents of life, because we know one of the top three issues heading into this election with just 60-some days to go is the economy. It is what's in your wallet, because if you've got some do-re-mi and you can breathe a little bit, you feel okay. If you feel like the noose is around your neck tightening and you have mouths to feed, it's so tough, right? It should be human life, but in weighing the options, it still weighs down on us. That's the deal. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped up, as I said, 454.84 points exactly. That's 1.6% to close at the 29,100.50 mark. And so it was the first close above 29,000 since February. That's a very, very big gain. And follow suit, the NASDAQ did. They hit record highs, etc. So for Donald Trump, I would think, and his campaign efforts, I would think they feel pretty good about that, because there are people that still have cash in the market. You don't have to have $1 billion in the market, but people who have 401ks, etc., who are watching that. And then the people that have money who are just making more money on it. Like, how about Mackenzie Scott becoming the world's richest woman? Do you know that name, Mackenzie Scott? You should. It's Jeff Bezos's, or maybe you shouldn't. It's Jeff Bezos's ex-wife. Who is he? He is the king of Amazon. And she owns a mere 4% stake in Amazon after her divorce from Bezos, but that's not a mere. She's got $30.3 billion that was added to her bank balance in the last year. Her net worth is $67.4 billion. You know, I could go on and on. Numbers are just absolutely staggering. Once again, Kate Delaney, welcome to my house. And I don't care how much money you got in your pocket. It's not about that. It's about the conversation and letting the conversation flow. A lot of people here like to do it through the miracle of the internet. So 24/7. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. I did mention the statistic. I want to clean this up at the top about the households and where did that number come from. There's been a couple of different reports on that lately, but the latest one I saw was what Bloomberg was reporting, and they were tying that to food pantries, etc., and saying that that's how you arrive at that number. Now, the worst, the rural South, Midwest states, among the most food secure, by the way. And you look at what's happened with people and jobs, and when you've got two people and they're both working and then both lose jobs, it's disastrous, of course. And when you look at the pandemic, you look at some of the farm-rich states, and do people have access to these emergency food pantries? And in places like Minnesota, you had about 70% of those people that normally wouldn't, first-timers, who would never go to a food pantry that went to a food pantry. And let me say something about that. If you need help, you need help, and please ask for help. I don't think anyone should be ashamed to be at any food pantry to be able to go there and feed their family. That's the reason for setting them up. That's the reason to help other people. I mean, we're a community, right? And you want to be in a community where people want to help. And with millions of Americans still out of work, people don't have sufficient food supplies. A lot of people don't. So thank goodness for food pantries and other people helping out neighbors and, you know, that whole circle that we want to continue to go. It's about the connection. So that's, to me, the most important thing when you look at the connection. All right, so I mentioned the Dow and the world's richest woman, and we look at the food insecure just briefly with some broad strokes. And, you know, you look at the, you look at where the money's headed. So you look at where money's going, and many people are trying to reimagine, reinvent, and reboot what it is that's happening, because obviously there are industries like the airline industry, like the hotel industry, like the convention industry, where they're left out in the cold because of the strangulation economically of COVID-19. And frankly, many say they can't get to a vaccine fast enough to try to flip it around, because people are traveling, yes, but they're traveling in a different way. And some people are getting on planes, but not in huge numbers. And speaking of numbers, 186,000 people, that's the official number of people that have died from COVID-19. Cases, 6.13 million. Worldwide, I like to say this, I know we have many friends listening in the UK and in Australia, New Zealand, and Brazil, in Spain. So for all of you, deaths, 859,000 worldwide. Total cases, 25.8 million. That includes the American cases. And then recovered, 17.1 million recovered at this point. And in the United States, the concern is there's going to be people that are going to get stimulus money they should have gotten, but what's happening with the supposed second wave of a stimulus? And that's still in flux, because there has to be some agreements, and there haven't been those agreements. If all the I's and T's and Y's and everything else are dotted, then that second stimulus will certainly help a lot of people who find themselves wanting that second stimulus. Especially, it's interesting because you look at what happens when you start draining all these areas. You get scary headlines like Social Security is going to be overdone, drained by 2030. Think of paying into Social Security and seeing it just slip away, because our numbers keep adding up higher, higher, higher. And where does that number or where does that money come from? All right, so we're going to continue down the path this hour, so stay on it with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Tea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Grande has been amassing fans since starring in the Broadway musical 13 in 2008. She's known for her 4-octave vocal range, and at 27 years old, she's won 7 Grammy Awards and countless others. She's the first artist in the Billboard Hot 100 to debut all of her lead singles from 5 different albums in the top 10. 3 years ago, she was named as one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people in the world. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. Yeah, how about that? 200.8 million, 200 million followers. Wow. And how many people does she follow? 687. And they're probably all famous people, 687 people that she's met. But she's actually such a super talented singer, and her range is incredible. So bravo. I am all for any of these young women who can crash into some of the ceilings they crash in and push all the way through. And she would be one of those, the new guard. And her albums just absolutely soar. They do. The range that she has is something else. You got to check her out, because I didn't know much about her till somebody mentioned, yeah, don't you know who, haven't you listened to her? I think you'd really like her. And I did. And I said, yeah, absolutely. She has the chops. Absolutely. All right. Speaking of chops, Game On. You know, debating is an art. And if you are the leader of the free world and you have the highest office in the land, somehow, some way, you got to be good at the bending of the word or the debate, or however you want to frame it. And what about the opponent? So the presidential debates between President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden are going to be moderated by journalists from Fox News, C-SPAN, and NBC, with CNN shut out of the debates for the first time since 2008. The Commission on Presidential Debates made that announcement. So Fox News Channel's Chris Wallace will be one of those. He's going to moderate the first presidential debate in Cleveland. That's on September 29th. The second debate is kind of a town hall style. It is town hall style. It's going to be moderated by C-SPAN's Steve Scully. That's in Miami, and that's on the 15th. Those are going to be interesting to watch. I think those are going to be incredibly interesting to watch. The third presidential debate is moderated by Kristen Welker from NBC, and that's going to happen in Nashville on the 22nd. And then there's going to be one vice presidential debate between Pence and Kamala Harris, and that is going to be moderated by USA Today's Susan Page. I know you're saying, who? Let me scribble those names down. But I'm just giving you it. I'm giving it to you. Susan Page. Because people always make a big deal about the moderators, and they should, because you're doing the questioning. That's a big stakes place to be. So Susan Page is going to do that. Salt Lake City, October 7th. So did you get that? Did you get all those down? October 7th. Is the VP debate. And I don't know. I find them fascinating. I do. I find it fascinating to watch it. And let's be honest, the presidential debates between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump were, some of them were just shocking, right? And they were such fodder for comedians because it's so easy. It's a layup to imitate Hillary Clinton and certainly the president too, the way those debates went down. This is gonna be a little bit different, I think, to watch the two of them go at it. We'll see. It absolutely will be. No question about it. All right, let's move on to now that the stage is set for the debates, to what are the key areas that we've talked about on this show and you've written in about. What are the things you care about in this election? What do you want to see from the current president if he is your guy and you want it to be reelected? Or from Joe Biden, and what does that look like? And I'll tell you one thing. We are stretched and sinking to really the lowest of the lows. I mean, in this country, some of what we've seen, if you look at the perceptions of white-black relations. And I've looked at a couple of different polls. I've looked at lots of different conversations about this. I've been involved on panels about conversations about this. But now what we're seeing is, and this is Gallup. So this is the Gallup source. What Gallup is saying is Americans that already had a tepid review of relations between white and black Americans are saying it's soured since 2018. It's now the most negative of any year since 2001. Does anyone else find that incredible? Since 2001. So the majority of adults say relations are very poor or somewhat bad, meaning 31%. Right? Black Americans say that. This is 31%. And for, on the other side, for what white people are saying in this poll, somewhat okay, 37%. I mean, it's just not good any way you cut that. And these are the images we're seeing, some of the things that we're seeing come out of Kenosha, Wisconsin, and George Floyd, which the Floyd death seemed to really just ignite everything because it was so, shocking is not the word. It was so pathetic to see the people that were trying to help him, everyday people there, having their phones out saying, he can't breathe. You know, you see the other side of that. He can't take, why? He can't breathe. And nobody doing anything with all those police officers. And now a lot of people are paying the price for that, if you will. And it's about time that there is a conversation, an honest conversation, and making that the direction we're headed in, I think, is just so vital. I mean, so vital. Because what's next? You look at Portland. Portland needs to get its city back. Even the Portland mayor, he's moving to avoid rioters targeting his house. And he's saying, okay, enough is enough. We got to move on from this. And he's moving. I mean, he is moving, and he's saying the city has to move on from what's happening. because it's been so many days in a row that there's been the protesting. Weekends seem to be worse, but what's happening to properties, the things that are going on in the streets, you know, pick your day as to how worse it is. And I know you're listening to me in Portland, and I'm hearing what you're saying. The Portland police chief said, you know, this arson attack on the mayor's building is proof that the nightly violence is getting increased and is coming at a cost. So we got to draw the line in the sand. And the mayor saying, you know, acts of senseless violence that range from stupid to dangerous to criminal is not where we need to be. That the community has to rise up and say enough is enough and hold everybody accountable. Because how do you move on together and make positive changes that you want to see when violence is happening? You can't. The violence has to stop. So the violence in Portland absolutely has to stop. I always talk about the number you heard at the top with the COVID-19. And now more people are revealing what they weren't revealing before, that they had it. One of them is The Rock. So Dwayne The Rock Johnson revealed that he and his family are recovering from coronavirus. And he said, this is a guy in incredible shape. He said that this ordeal kicked him in the gut. He shared on Instagram that his singer wife, Lauren, and their daughters, who are 4 and 2, were all sick for the last 3 weeks, but now they're finally feeling better. And he said, it's the most challenging thing we've ever had to endure as a family. But thank God, he said this, he said, thank God we're on the other side. And this is a former pro wrestler who's been through everything. He said, I've gotten knocked around, and this is the quote, he said, I've gotten knocked around and gotten my ass kicked in the past, but testing positive for COVID-19 is different than overcoming nasty injuries or being evicted or broke or any of that kind of stuff. I've been all those things in my life, and there was nothing like this. It really, really was incredibly tough. And they just were vigilant, and they said they were taking safety precautions, but they believe that they got the virus from family, friends, and they get that cough. They said they got a cough, and then that continued from there, and then it got rougher and rougher. But luckily, they are on the other side. We're going to take you there next as well. Stay with us. Dr. Paul Druin is going to pump you up. And then Dr. Carol Lieberman, some thoughts on the weariness of COVID-19.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is designating Wilmington, North Carolina as the first American World War II heritage city.
With this designation, we proudly declare that in America, we don't tear down the past, we celebrate our heroes. We cherish our heritage, we preserve our history, and we build the future.
President Trump, speaking aboard the USS battleship North Carolina, also praised World War II veterans. Meanwhile, speaking 490 miles north-northeast of the president, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says President Trump is the reason schools are not able to reopen safely.
If President Trump and his administration had done their jobs early on with this crisis, American schools would be open and be open safely.
Biden speaking in Wilmington, Delaware. This is USA Radio News. No major incidents of violence have been reported after President Trump's visit to Kenosha, Wisconsin. The president visiting Kenosha and taking a look at some of the violence and looting that happened to many of the businesses. Scott Carpenter was very happy to see the president.
It wouldn't make sense to come later. Later, the destruction is going to be cleaned up and you're going to see the empty lots. It let us know as small business leaders that we matter, you know, that we're important.
Linda Tolliver had her tire shop set on fire by rioters. She tells Fox News,
"These people that were protesting were not our people. They were from out of town."
The first of three presidential debates between President Trump and Joe Biden is set to begin later this month. The debate moderator list is out. Chris Wallace of Fox News will helm the first debate. Steve Scully of CNBC will moderate the second. And Kristen Welker of NBC will moderate the final debate. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, this time around on Author's Corner is Dr. Paul Druin. And actually, we're going to talk a lot about Quantum University because that's his baby. And I think some of you are already familiar with Quantum. But Dr. Paul Druin, thank you so much for joining us virtually. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much also to welcome Quantum University on your show. Thank you.
So tell us about Quantum University. How was it founded? What was the idea behind it?
Yeah, so I am a medical doctor, full-fledged medical family doctor practicing medicine in Quebec, Canada, over more than 25 years, and then practicing what I call integrative medicine, where I blend medical science and also these holistic medicine, these alternatives. And then you come a point that, you know, if people challenge the concept of holistic medicine because saying it's not scientific enough. And this is what brought me in United States creating Quantum University, which is essentially an update curriculum that fits more with the model of science today, because conventional medicine is designed on a science that has to be a review on the scope of today quantum neuroscience and quantum physics to understand more what is holistic medicine. So this is, in short, the story of Quantum University. And 18 years ago, Quantum University was created. And then I discover I'm not the only one to think in this way. You know, many very renowned doctors joined the university, people like Bruce Lipton, Dispenza, Dr. Amit Goswami, and others, and offering a curriculum where we teach these update model of science that I'm calling about, trying to grasp what is holistic medicine, teaching quantum physics, but now in the ground, on the ground of healing. So, and we have been very successful until now. We are in more than 70 countries now, 10,000 students, and we offer a program in holistic medicine, natural medicine, integrative medicine all over the world. And people come to our university. This is a professional doctor, nurse, and non-professional coming from the wellness field, interest to this concept of what I will say full health potential, because the medicine we're seeing around now is more like a disease-oriented medicine, and the outcome is we cannot afford this kind of medicine anymore. You know, it's like we have to build and democratize medicine, give back to the individual, you know, his super health, what I call health sovereignty, and then try to build the individual, build the immunity, build, you know, all these domain of field that can enhance health. And today, what is very developed now is the field of coaching, the specialty of coaching that is staffed now to be present in many hospital. Kaiser here in Hawaii already have coach. And most of them are coaching nutrition and lifestyle. But we are adding to this, you know, what we call to the digital medicine. So our program are very edgy, where we add tool to the coach so that he can work with different technology, what we call digital medicine apps on a cell phone or smartphone, to be able to scale the health potential. So, you know, maybe you have other questions.
Yeah. I was going to just ask you that. I was going to ask you about the digital medicine. So that's, people are starting to talk more about that. How excited are you about adding that and seeing what's happening with it?
Oh, I'm very excited. I'm very excited because in some way we talk about lifestyle, changing habits, you know, and but now there is this phenomena that when we have apps on cell phone that can monitor, you know, the lifestyle from sleep, exercise, nutritional habits, and more than that, also meditation with muse and heart rate variability with other sensor. So we teaching what we call a quantum health coach, which is a wellness coach, where our coach can, you know, be relating with the client every week or every month with really some parameters that come from these smartphone where you can know, you can see how evolved your client in his lifestyle. You know, will you think, you know, about a medical doctor trying to normalize the blood pressure or control the weight loss without putting the client on a scale or taking the blood pressure? We will never imagine that. The same thing with lifestyle. You know, these apps in some way feedback the practitioner of how is precisely doing the individual in his life accordingly, again, to these parameters. How many times you meditate a day? We know today meditation is absolutely a panacea. We have a scientific study that show you less Alzheimer, less cancer, you know, less degenerative disease. Heart rate variability is another important one that decreases the heart risk factor. And how many exercise you do a day, how many step, how you sleep. All these parameters has an enormous impact of the outcome of health in the individual, and this is how we can in some way address issue before they become chronic, and because the cost of this, the medicine today is becoming unaffordable no matter what. You know, I come from Canada. I know what is a social medicine. Even social medicine cannot afford the bill of a medicine designed on disease. We have our private medicine in some way, and then we see now with this COVID time you know, the whole world is bankruptcy because of this event. Why? Yes. Because we don't address the health potential, how to increase immunity and how to prepare and decrease these risk factors that we know very well are the killer number one, cardiovascular, cancer, and so on. So, yeah, this is very exciting. This is exciting because in some way we take advantage of science, of a technology that will give back the health destiny to the individual instead to be expecting from a doctor or from a system, a government, a solution for health. Now it's like, you know, relating with a coach that he's looking at not, you know, what's wrong with you or what disease you have, but, you know, what can you do to improve your health? So, yeah, this is a game changer, absolutely.
Let me jump in here. It is a game changer for sure, and I'm glad that we got a chance to highlight digitally what's happening there and what you've been able to do with Quantum University. And now you've seen that come full circle. Does it feel also gratifying, and for people listening who might be interested in Quantum University and some of your programs, is it gratifying to you to see that more people are embracing this concept?
Oh yeah. This is the time now. It's like I'm in this now for 40 years. It's like, you know, there is like, it's not an opportunity. It's like a conjunction of events, you know, synchronicity of events where, we're not questioning anymore this idea of prevention or lifestyle. It's a must to do because, you know, anything else is not saying it's not working, but it's not affordable. And at the Quantum University, we have designed, it's so exciting the way we have formatted the education. First, we are using iPad, you know, where the whole curriculum is downloaded on video class. So, it's very dynamic. And now recently we have introduced also the virtual reality. And this is the next step in education. And students online want to be, more, in an immersive environment, and it also you know, connect with the reality today with this event where people cannot go in group to distanciate themselves. I believe education will totally be revolutionized by this new technology where we can create essentially a classroom in 3D where you interact with the, you know, the teacher and learn a different technique. Mm-hmm. So this is where we are heading now in our year.
Right, and we
provide education.
And you're at the forefront of that. We're almost out of time. I just want to mention, too, that you have a book, Creative Integrative Medicine, too, which would even explain more. And you can go and search out Quantum University. Dr. Paul Druin, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much. And I'd like to maybe come back for talking about the summit we will have online, you know, in fall, summit on wellness coaching. So that would be also very exciting and an opportunity for people to find a job in the healthcare, you know, because, you know, we accommodate a lot of students that can be coached, helping, you know, healthcare. And they can find work in many hospitals now because we need an army, a zillion people teaching health, but not abstractly, with tools and assessment and motivation.
Yep,
Thank you so much.
Boy, I so agree with that. Thank you, Dr.
Drinks. supertea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My Aunt Nancy, my friend Annie, my sister-in-law Chrissy, my other friend Jake, and another friend, longtime friend, Joe. Just a handful of people in my life who really don't want the quarantines to end, right? And they don't really say that out loud, but I keep getting texts from them about it, so I'm very aware that for different reasons they're not excited about the reopening. And I've mentioned how many people have died in the United States. I've mentioned lately what's going on, and I'm wondering how you feel. Perfect time for us to have Dr. Carol Lieberman back on with us from the West Coast. She is a board-certified psychiatrist. She's got a master's in public health and a wild resume that would take us the entire show to go through, but let's just say she knows her stuff. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming back on.
Fine, thank you. I'm good. It's good to be back on.
So let me ask you this. Is this common? Do you have people that you know that feel the same way or people you're treating?
Yes, it's very common. And as you were saying, people don't necessarily want to admit it, but they're all actually secretly thinking that they've gotten used to this. And, I mean, the big difference is that when we were being told, forced to stay in our homes, you know, by mayors and governors and so on, we didn't want to do it. But now that we're having more of a choice, that's taken that punishment part away, and now we're having second thoughts about it. I mean, particularly the main reason is because of the potential and beginning resurgence of COVID.
Oh yeah, and see, that's what I think. Is it, are we at the craps table and we don't know? You know, there's a question mark, and you certainly know that. And nobody can for 100% tell us, oh no, it's totally fine. So I understand that anxiety, that there would be angst over, oh, should I really go out there? Is it under control, masks or not, or social distancing? Will there be a resurgence? We've seen that there's some more hot spots that have bubbled up, like Arizona. And some of that is more testing, but the hospitalizations are up. But I think that's kind of split, though. I think that there's other people that also just are just ignoring whatever's out there. I don't know that either is healthy. What do you think?
Yes. I mean, some people are so eager to get out that they are just sort of flaunting some of these rules like masks and so on. But there are also other reasons why people secretly don't want to come out of their homes. And one of them is that they, lots of people have let themselves go. You know, there are jokes about the COVID-19, but it's really, there's a lot, it's actually true for a lot of people, if not 19 pounds, then some degree. And it's because we've all been stuffing ourselves with comfort food. And then until just recently, the hair salons haven't been open, and some of them still aren't open. And so there's that, gray hair, gray roots, nail salons still aren't open. In California, the governor doesn't want to open nail salons because he said that the first case in California was from a nail salon, which is absolutely ridiculous. He finally, or his office has finally acknowledged that there's no way that they could know that because a lot of cases were symptom-free. So there's no way to know where the first case was, you know. And then also, good.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like what you said about the pounds and letting themselves go and binging on tube, you know, sitting around on watching whatever you want to watch and sleeping, right? Sleeping in whenever you want to. I think that's probably part of it, right?
Yes. It's been very easy to get accustomed to these new routines of sleeping later. And also, a lot of people are happy that to have had the time with their children and with their partner. Now, that actually has been in two extremes. There are some people who are happy for that extra time, extra bonding, and so on. But then there are also people, like couples, who are now filing for divorce because all those little annoying habits. It's one thing if you're not with them 24/7, if one or both people are going out to work. And now with the quarantine, you got to experience these annoying little habits 24/7. So it's been a real extreme one way or the other for that. And also, you know, there are people, well, one of the problems is that people are realizing that they are not quite as mentally healthy as they were before they went into quarantine or isolation or whatever you want to call it, because it has been causing problems like anxiety and depression and PTSD. You know, they actually did studies on the effect of isolation on people way before coronavirus. And they found that just isolation alone can cause physical and psychological problems. So there's that, plus the fear of coronavirus, and of course now, plus the fear of all these riots. That's the new little wrinkle. You know, I had come up with these 10 symptoms of how you know you don't want quarantine to end, and then there is now the 11th symptom after the George Floyd murder. And after the riots and looting and so on, people don't feel safe coming out into the streets.
Yeah, I can see that. And you the 10 that you came up with, and you talked about a bunch of them there. And I think the other thing is too, some people don't want to, that are working from home, don't want to go back to an office and deal with coworkers and everything else you have to deal with at work, right?
Yes, from stale coffee to a grumpy boss. You know, when you're working from home, you're, first of all, you're much more comfortable in your own home and with your kitchen nearby and you know, television if you want to take a break and eat lunch and watching television. And just not having the pressure of people breathing over you. I don't mean breathing. There's that too, but I mean breathing down your neck, you know, to do what they want you to do. So there's that. And presumably a lot of companies will be not having people, will be allowing people to stay home depending upon what kind of job they have. So I think there is going to be a change to some degree where some people will be allowed to work from home.
So what do you tell people that they can do to kind of get back in shape mentally, physically, whatever? What do you tell them to do, Doc?
Well, for one thing, in terms of going back out into the world, it would be good to do it. It's like to get a buddy. You know, if you are having some of these feelings, some reasons for why you don't really want to go out of quarantine, if you find a buddy who either has similar reasons or different reasons, and you can kind of help each other to get over some of these things. And of course, you know, just in general, I mean, people should be doing things every day to decrease their stress, from getting aromatherapy candles to doing exercise to listening to New Age music or classical music. All these different kinds, meditation, of course, all these different kinds of stress relievers that there are out there. If they haven't already, they should now make sure that they put these things into their life so they can decrease the stress. You know, part of the stress has to do with having watched for weeks and weeks television where the message has been, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
And that is what has given people PTSD, because they showed that after 9/11, when people who watched the Twin Towers fall, even if they were nowhere near New York or nowhere near D.C. or Pennsylvania, that if they kept watching that too many times, that they developed PTSD, not even having been there, but just having watched this over and over again. So it's the similar thing that's happening now with coronavirus, that having watched all of this dreadful news for all these weeks, and especially people waking up in the middle of the night, so what do? For the most part, they turn on the television and
yeah,
they see these really scary things, people in ventilators, dying alone. A lot of this has to do with fear of having to confront your own mortality.
Yeah.
So, and also I tell people, I mean, not my patients, but people in general, if you don't have a psychiatrist or a psychologist,
get one. It's a perfect place to end this. This was great. Dr. Carol Lieberman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.